It's been a decent enough week. Obviously, we've not had as much contact with the players in terms of sessions. It's been more debriefs, watching the game back, and obviously the game last night. So, in terms of contact time and implementing a different style and strategy, we've not had a lot of chance. But in terms of like result wise, obviously getting a draw and getting a win last night has definitely lifted the training ground and the club.
Yes, I imagine that's made a real difference to how the players are feeling. Inevitably, the results dictate that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it's we've shown a lot of characteristics of a team that's building. You know, I don't expect us at the minute to be playing fast, free-flowing football, dominating games. But what I do expect is their levels of commitment and togetherness and energy and resilience that they showed last night, because they ultimately they're the foundations that you build a squad and a team on, and I believe that this squad have got that in abundance.
And has that in the end got to come from the players themselves, whomever the manager is, and whether it's you for how long you're doing it or whatever?
We spoke about this morning. We've done a quick 4 minute presentation on literally what has changed, and what has changed is the mentality of the players. As much as I'd like myself and the staff to take a lot of the credit, 99% of it is down to the players. It's down to them. They're the ones that have to step over the white line. All we can do is guide them, give them some clear instructions, and then hope they perform. And like I say, I think a lot of the credit, if not all the credit, has got to go to the squad.
When you're in these sort of situations, and I know this isn't the first time you've been like this, to what extent do you think you can impose yourself or your style or personality on whatever the style of play, or are you really feeling like I am just minding it now until the next person comes on?
I've always felt like that. I think it's I've never looked too far ahead, which I suppose is a luxury of a caretaker manager, that ultimately I've got a job that I'll go back to, and the goal is to hand the team back over in a better position than what we found them. And I think it's when you can set yourself short-term targets like that, it makes it a lot easier to manage the squad and the club. And I think we've done that well. We've had a clear plan from day one. The players know exactly where they stand. And like I say, I've tried to give them a little bit more ownership on performance and a bit of responsibility.
You made your position very clear the other day, and already on more than one occasion. Obviously, last night you were looking after the team at St Andrews for the first time, and everybody knows that that's particularly special for you. Are there any circumstances in which, if the job was potentially to come your way, you would be interested in it?
No, at the minute, my stance hasn't changed, and I made it clear in the first press conference that we did that, if we lost three games, my stance wouldn't change either. My long term plan is to be a manager. I've still got a lot of developing as a coach. I don't think it's the type of profession where you can develop on the job. I think it's, especially at a club like Birmingham City, with the expectation and the ownership to get back into the Premier League. That's the plan, and I don't think it's you have a go at it and see how you get on kind of job. I think it needs someone with a proven track record of getting promotions and building a stable club.
But a lot of people at your stage of career, and after the sort of playing career you have, there's a lot of trodden that path. You've been tempted into it relatively early on, and I wonder whether you've looked, some have succeeded, some not so much. Is that what informs your thinking?
No, not really. I think it's, I finished playing quite late. I've been coaching now for 7 or 8 years at different levels. I feel like I'm building up a real strong experience base of sessions and players and formations and different experiences. And I think when I do decide to commit to being a manager full time, I think I'll be in a better position to make better informed decisions than I am at the minute.
You say that, Lee, but you look at Chris Wilder, what he's done from lower divisions. He was given an opportunity and has been very successful. Why is it a doubt in your own self, this?
No, it's not so much a doubt. It's I'm very I'm a bit of a weirdo when it comes to having a plan. And I don't like to deviate from the plan. Leaving Man City was a big decision. They said at the time not a lot of coaches leave Man City, but I left Man City to join a project, and the project was being back at my home club and helping build again what is already a good academy, you know, making it to a top academy that produces homegrown players, Birmingham-based players. You know, and there's a two-year plan that I'm heavily involved in there, and I'm, like I say, in 2 years' time, I think I'll be in a lot better position, both in terms of knowing every player that's in the system, understanding the club, understanding how it works, and like I say, I'll have a lot more experience because I'll still be doing the England level as well. So you know, if you had all these experiences up in 2 years' time, if there was an opportunity, then you know, I'd be in a strong position.
I was going to say it's like the opportunity. Opportunities don't come to plan, do they? They come when they come, and this might be an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, people keep saying, you know, you don't get too many opportunities, but you know, I've been lucky that I do keep getting opportunities. So, and I think if you're honest with people and people know where they stand with you, and you do your best, you're always going to get opportunities. You know, it's I'm not the best person for this job at the minute. That's a fact. It needs someone that's got a proven track record, experience of getting promoted, from building a club, someone that the rest of the coaches can learn off, that's going to really push this club on to the next level, and not just dip in and out of the Premier League, but you know, become a real a stalwart in the Premier League.
You mentioned the players. You give all the credit to the players, which good managers do. But to be fair, you've the same players were losing games,
yeah.
So their mindset now, which is different,
yeah,
has to come surely from you and your coaching staff.
No, yeah, I think yeah. A lot of the, you know, we've got some good coaches here with the three poles. You know, they play a crucial part, as do all the, you know, all the rest of the staff. But ultimately, it's down to the players. You know, I've said, you know, straight away, listen, if we lose a game, it's my fault. You know, everyone's going to look at me. If so, I've tried to, you know, take a bit of pressure off them. I've told them anytime they feel a bit anxious or a bit nervous, look over at the dugout. Look how calm I look. You know, it's important that, you know, I believe in what I'm trying to do, and they can see that. I believe in the style of play and how I want to play, and if they can take that belief into games, it will get better. But ultimately, like you've said there, it's down to them. They're the ones that have changed the mindset and have shown people that they can do it.
Is that intensity that you look for, the closing down, the pressing, and the work rate and the commitment, the desire? Is that a minimum standard for you?
I think it's got to be. Yeah, I think if you haven't, you know, I've done it with the 23s already. When you talk about an identity, a perception, how do you want fans and other teams to view you as a player and as a team? And you know, first and foremost, you've got to be difficult to play against. You've got to be able to shut down gaps quickly. You've got to get in people's faces. We talk about being in an uncomfortable distance where you are defending 1v1. So then we spoke about being defending as a unit and things like this. So you know, the playing through line. Playing through lines and playing fast attacking football, that'll come. But ultimately, you know, we're still in that building the foundation phase. It helps obviously when you're winning games or you're in that phase, but ultimately, you know, asking the players to give 100% is a minimum.
Hull, of course, now on Saturday, and again, I suppose I was going to say a tough game, but you've told me before, there's no easy games.
Yeah.
But particularly going that sort of distance with a team that's down from the Premier League, that could be just as tough as anywhere.
Definitely, yeah. When you think of, you know, someone told me after the game that last night that Sheffield Wednesday spent £55 million on in the last couple of years, and I know Hull have spent a lot of money. So in terms of the players that they've created and recruited, they're a strong squad with a manager with a proven track record in Europe and international. So it's going to be a tough game for us. You know, I watched them last night when I got home. So straight away we're already into the preparation of playing against Holland, you know, the system they're going to come up against. So we're going to need to be at our best again. So it's important. We, you know, we spoke about after the game, the preparation now has already started.
If these teams are given time, Sheffield United and teams like that, I mean, they've got better players technically, probably. Yeah. They can beat you. So is it about not letting them use their skills? Because we saw that last night a little bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the style of play that we're trying to do at the minute, it's about, you know, regaining shape quickly, being difficult to play against, forcing outside, nothing goes through, and then playing a little bit more on the counter attack. So, you know, to get anything up a hole, we're gonna have to use the crowd. We're gonna have to get them anxious, similar to what we did at Derby. And then, I spoke to some lads this morning. We've had 3 or 4 really good chances last night, and on another night, if they go in, you end up winning 3 or 4 nil. So it's important that when we get a half chance, you know, we start taking them. And you know, seeing him in training, they've got the ability to score more goals. I think that'll come.
Any injuries to worry about?
Yeah, we've got a few bumps and bruises, but nothing that should keep anyone out. But like I say, I think, you know, with the lads with the bumps and bruises this morning, I've made sure that they're out there training and doing a warm down, because I think a lot of it is, you know, that mentality. I don't want them to think on a Thursday to put the comfy slippers back on and have a little massage. It's important that they're all out there this morning, you know, preparing for Holland. So, you know, we're looking forward to the game.
Just finally, again, this is finally. All the listening to you, everybody here will listen to you, and you're saying all the things and all the qualities in the man they're looking for. Yeah. Doesn't that make sense to you?
No, I've watched a lot of managers on and listened to a lot on TalkSport and Sky Sports News, and I think half of it is talking a good game, and I think I'm getting better at that. I'm getting better at lying.
Good luck anyway.
Okay, cheers.